It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Coming up in January, the 12th and the 13th, we're going to have the 9th annual Millside on Ice Fishing Tournament. And this is always a lot of fun. They've got a lot of great prizes, and it's for everybody involved. And we've got Amanda Leonard with us this morning. We're going to talk a little about it, give you some information, where you can sign up, all that good stuff. Amanda, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us today.
Yep, thanks for having me, Dave.
So this is the 9th annual Millside on Ice Tournament. Have you been involved with it from the beginning?
Yes.
And it's just kind of grown and morphed and changed into a completely different thing, hasn't it?
It really has. It kind of just took its own life. And it started with my husband, Jordan, and a group of friends that just got together kind of every year. And then when the Emory County Travel Bureau started investing in events and realizing that, you know, they're a big boost to the economy, we kind of tried to make it a bigger thing and see what we could do with it. And it's just been amazing to watch it grow every year.
And it seems like every year, I mean, as crazy as it sounds, it seems like every year you get very close to having to close off registration, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yep. The last few years, we have actually capped at registration. Last year, we had 450 fishers, and that's about as much as we're comfortable having on the lake, especially with the size it's been. So,
yeah, probably a good idea not to push it any more than you absolutely have to, right?
Yeah, yep, exactly.
All right, so let's talk about this one. Once again, as I said, it's a two-day tournament. It's going to take place on the 12th and the 13th of January. It's a Friday and a Saturday. And what do we need to do if we're going to be, you know, if we're interested, if we want to do this? And you also have kind of a different format for this one as well. Because so like Friday is just teams, correct?
Yep, just teams, two-person teams. You do have to have two people. And we just measure the two longest fish from those two. And the combined length is who the winners are. That's how we pick our top, however many we have. It just depends on how many register, how many places we pay out, because this tournament, both days, everything goes back into the pot. So the more people that register, the more we give back.
And once again, as you were saying, the important thing about this is when it's a team, you know, it can be co-ed, it can be a father and son, and you actually kind of have it set up so if you've got two adults on the team and you're labeling an adult as 13 and up, how much is it for this?
Yep, 13 and up is $50 per person. 12 and under is $35. So youth, we love having the kids. They do have to be partnered with an adult on Friday.
They have to be with an adult on that day. So that is just Friday. And it's really, I mean, really, Millside on Ice is kind of two tournaments in one, isn't it?
Yes, it really is.
So then on Saturday, you have the individual tournament. And, you know, men, you've got a youth division, you've got a men's division. And this year you've added a women's division, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We had a request last year, and we realized that was a good idea. We do have quite a few women that come out every year to fish in this, so we're excited to be able to give them some cash and trophies, too.
And the registration is still the same, right, as far as cost is concerned?
12 and under, $35, and 13 and up is $50.
All right, and everybody talks every year about how fabulous these hoodies are that you guys give out. And the thing about it, to get a hoodie, you've got to cut off registration sometime, and when are you going to do that?
Yep, registration cutoff is Christmas Day. So the hoodies are fantastic, and those are absolutely thanks to the Emory County Travel Board. They pay for a significant chunk of those so that we still have money to pay for trophies, cash, and prizes for the huge drawing that we do, the fundraiser drawing also. So the hoodies are probably what keep people coming back. We talked one year about not doing them, and I got overwhelmed with it. How terrible of an idea that was. So hoodies will always be a thing. Cutoff is December 25th. We do have on the website that everyone that registers after that date will still get a beanie, but they won't get the annual hoodie.
So you thought about doing away with the hoodies, and I guess needless to say, it sounds like you got phone calls.
I got, yep, in my place real quick that that's a very bad idea. So the hoodies will always be a thing.
All right, so once again, you have to register by December 25th, by Christmas Day, to secure that hoodie. And so if people are interested in wanting to be a part of this, what do they need to do? Where can they find out the information?
Yep, they just need to go to millsideonice.com.
And go there, get registered, and just get ready to have a lot of fun. You know what? This is one of those things that after I see it, I wish I would have participated in it. I've never been ice fishing before, and I would love to get out there and have some fun and enjoy this one. So once again, this is a great opportunity. Millsite on Ice, the fishing tournament, January 12th and 13th. It's a Friday and a Saturday. You can go to millsiteonice.com to register. If you want those hoodies, and everybody does, you've got to register before December 25th. Amanda, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us and putting this all together. Hopefully it's as big a success as it always is, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Yep, thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.